Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this June 14th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome our friends Maggie, Jenna, and Sue. They'll be in thanks to Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau to talk about the 2024 Cranberry Blossom Festival. Looking forward to that. And I have been waiting for this for months. We are here, and we are going to be talking Mid-State Roller Derby. We've got with us Blake Grogan. Jeffrey, I want to thank you for being here.
Happy to be here. Thanks for being here.
Appreciate it. And Mia Petit, Big Shrimpin. Hey, Mia, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
We'll explain the nicknames and all of that a little bit more later. We'll get into some of that, too. Actually, we can get into it right away if you want, because I like to start these things off first by thanking you for not only being here, but helping really support this sport and spread the word about it and everything. Not only do we love supporting anything Mid-State does, but I'll just speak it for myself, but I think I got a lot of the community behind me on this one. We are fans of roller derby, and it's becoming more and more popular, which is kind of interesting considering how long it's been around. When pickleball rose up, it kind of was one of those things that seemed to kind of come out of nowhere and everything. But it has been great to see the sport growing. I've got, this isn't in state, but I've got a good friend of mine in Ohio. About 3 years ago, she joined a roller derby team. And now every one of her posts, every single thing that she has, roller derby. And it's really cool to see. It's one of those sports that when you get involved, whether as a fan or as an athlete, you can't help but get all in. And I want to talk about that a little bit with y'all. First off, though, I want to get your origin stories. That's one of my favorite things to do. And find out not only how about you a little bit, but how you got involved with roller derby. And Blake, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I originally was a volunteer for a roller derby league up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and helped out with beer sales and things like that and fell in love with spectating. So I moved to Wisconsin a few years after that and worked to get involved with the league as quick as I could. And with living out of Wausau, Mid-State Roller Derby was the no-brainer for that. So got out to one of their Learn to Skates and utilized some of the equipment that they offered and fell in love right away. I'd grown up rollerblading, but roller skating was a new beast. So that was
an interesting thing to bring up. Yeah, that's an interesting note.
Yeah.
So you've been playing for a while.
This will be my third season.
Right on. Very cool. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Mia, can you give us a little bit of your origin story and how you got involved in roller derby?
Yeah, so I kind of fell into roller derby very kind of serendipitously. So I was trying to find new hobbies for my life because I was like, you know what? We got to do something.
Yeah, yeah.
And a friend of mine had told me about the Learn to Skate classes, and they were like, hey, this is a really cool team. Like, I think you'd have a lot of fun. And I was like, it's $20. What do I gotta lose? So I showed up, and I was instantly hooked. It was so much fun. I was a terrible skater to begin with. I was hugging the wall, like I was just creeping along. But, you know, with enough practice and just keep showing up, you get better every day and you feel good about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great, you two. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. And I especially appreciate the idea that you didn't just walk in there and immediately were a great skater and knew the sport. All this. It takes time. And I think that's great to know and encouraging for those out there that are thinking about joining the league and joining the sport and being a part of things. Mm-hmm. And if you don't mind, I would like to get into that too. I remember as a kid, my dad played hockey and was a minor league hockey player. And one of the things that would frustrate him sometimes is, hey, Jim, what is going on out there? Like, I don't understand this sport. I don't understand this or that or anything. He'd get a little frustrated by it. But then eventually he would see what he had the opportunity to do. And, hey, I could make a new fan here. I could make somebody a new hockey fan. And I loved hearing him describe how to play hockey. I don't know if he did a great job of it, but he was very animated and very passionate. And so I'd like to kind of put you two on that right now and explain to those that don't know out there, what is roller derby? How is it played?
Well, we play on quad skates, so it's 4 wheels on the ground. Well, 8 wheels. 2 feet, right?
Yeah.
And I like to describe it as kind of skating, racing, and wrestling all in one. So you have 10 people on the track at a time. You essentially have 2 jammers, which is kind of like your offense, and they're working to score points. And then you have 4 blockers on each team, which is your defense, and they're trying to keep the jammers from scoring points. And so you skate as fast and as hard as you can, and you hit as hard and as legally as you can. And those jammers, for every set of hips, is the real rule that they pass. They score a point. And each jam can last up to 2 minutes. It doesn't always last that long. There's some more intricate rules involved with that. But essentially, 2 minutes at a time, you skate as fast and as hard as you can and score as many points as you can. Then you do it again.
Nicely done. Yeah,
yeah, that was a good
I have actually the Wikipedia page up just in case to add some notes to that. Yeah. You did it. You did a better job than Wikipedia did, I think. Nicely done.
Straight to the point. Beautiful.
Yeah, very well done. Now, one of the things that I think that was cool about that description is that it's, I don't want to say that the game is basic. There's nothing basic about the game, but I feel like it's like a lot of sports. The first time you catch it, you learn. You watch it again, you learn, and you learn. And before you know the sport inside and out. One of the cool things I think about roller derby is there's not, it ain't like some sports where the rules keep changing every second or some of these things. They're pretty standard. And the sport itself has been around for quite some time. So I believe the 60s is when it first really got going and everything. So it's one of those things that catches people up or maybe gives them those little holes in the rules that they didn't know. So nicely done. I appreciate that. I have a couple of other questions that I want to get to about how people can be a member, and I want to talk about the games too. But to the point of now we know the game and we know your bit of origin story. What keeps you playing roller derby? What keeps you coming back? Because everybody that I know that is into this sport, they go all in. Like, I roller derby on the side. Like, no, this is like one of the first things they tell you about themselves, which is really cool to me. I think that's fantastic. What is it that brings that out of you about this sport? And I'll start with you, Jeff.
Oh, man, it definitely keeps you coming back. One of the reasons I originally got into roller derby was to have a team-oriented athletic outlet in my adult years that I found myself craving. And so you have this incredible support system just kind of on call all the time. And you all work towards one goal. And then anytime you exercise, it's one of those... Sometimes it's hard to go, but once you're there, it always makes you feel good. And so you all have that, you know, like-mindedness, looking for that. And then just the intricacies of the support system that you find both on and off the track are, I mean, I don't know how anybody walks away from it.
Shrimp?
Yeah, so I would agree with Jeff there. The community is so awe-inspiring, and it really keeps you in. Because even on your hardest days, people will, they'll see that you're off and they'll be like, hey, like, are you doing okay? Like, and it's just anybody on the team. If they notice you're off, they're like, hey, are you okay? And it's so wonderful, like the support that you have. And it's, to me, it's the community. Like,
that's really
cool.
Beat it. One of the things that always stood out to me, I grew up in an athletic family and athletes all over the place and then playing it. And one of the things when I talk to my dad about what he misses about the game or anything, we're all competitive. We like to win. There's that. But right away, without a second to think, the guys. Like, that's what he misses. He misses the guys. He misses being in the locker room. He misses being out there, the camaraderie, the family of it. And I think a lot of people are in that spot where they're looking for that. And maybe you get it from, you know, a bar league, horseshoes, or softball league or something. There's also this option. There's also this here is an option of something to look into and think about, especially if I can. And this is a bit of my mother, the feminist in my head. But there's not a lot of these things for women. They're just being blunt about it and everything. There's not enough opportunities for not only women supporting women, but women having athletic opportunities and everything. I don't know why society's like that. I think we can get into that in another conversation. but it is something that we're dire missing. It's cool to have this. It's cool to have this option. I'm not, obviously, not every woman's going to get into it maybe or something, but man, it's nice to have a... Not only a organization and a sport that I think is not only female friendly, but if I can be a blunt again, rainbow friendly, and yeah, that goes absolutely a long ways in this day and age where we just I'd like to see more sports do that. I'd like to see more sports getting better with that. You're only expanding your market by doing that. I think actually oddly enough, I know this is going to be a weird connection, but I can connect it. Ben and Jerry's. Ben and Jerry's was the biggest ice cream in the world. And they sat back and instead of just going, oh, we're good, like, wait a minute. There's a whole bunch of people out there that can't eat ice cream. There's a whole bunch of vegan people out there. Why don't we make vegan ice cream? And Ben and Jerry's gets even bigger. Like, I don't know any sport that couldn't, that doesn't, oh, you know what? We're good. We don't need to get any bigger. Like, you know, it can expand your sports by expanding your audience and bringing more inclusive, bringing more people in. Roller Derby got that right away. Roller Derby for a long time has been a supporter of these things, an encourager of these things. So all you out there that are interested in this kind of thing, we encourage you to check this out. Support this team. We love to support local, love to support our team. I'm a huge homer. So anything, any chance I get to root for a hometown team, I'm going to do that. We've got some opportunities for you guys to coming up to be able to support these this team. Mm-hmm. Saturday, June 22nd, I see you have a doubleheader event at the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point. Mm-hmm. That should be a good one. First game is Mid-State Roller Derby versus Aurora 88's Roller Derby from Aurora, Illinois. The second game is a skater mixer where beginning skaters from different leagues will compete against one another. That sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity.
Is that what that one is more is kind of geared towards? No pun intended. is that towards bringing out new skaters and giving them kind of getting their feet wet and everything?
Yeah, it's just to help give new skaters opportunities to get comfortable playing at, you know, a level.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be a fun matchup and a doubleheader. We love those. And then on Saturday, August 3rd, there's a multi-game event at the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point where the doors will open at 5. Mid-State Roller Derby is hosting a multi-game event that will bring Mississippi Valley Mayhem, Lacrosse Roller Derby League, Chippewa Valley Roller Derby League, and Marquette Roller Derby League from Marquette to Central Wisconsin. Wow, that is pretty cool. That is a real. It's cool for our area to bring in all these others and to take in this sport and to have all these different teams. But I'd like to know what it means to you all to have all these teams from all these others come in. You talked about the camaraderie, talked about in your own team. I imagine in the league, when you're playing each other, it's one thing. But as soon as the game's over, I got to imagine there's quite a bit of camaraderie with these other teams and getting to talk to people from out of state and what they love about the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, there's a competitive nature to it, but something about bringing other people from other leagues in, especially out of our core Central Wisconsin and neighboring communities to our area to share with other people. It brings different skill levels. It brings different kinds of people, which, as you said, we like to celebrate, you know, the differences and that each person can bring. And then once we're off the track, it's, you know, just because you're not on the same team, it doesn't mean that you guys don't enjoy the same thing. We're all there because we love roller derby. And then actually one of my favorite things is after the fact, and this will be a huge event, one of the biggest ones we've put on in years, but we always have an after party. Mm-hmm. This year in Stevens Point, it'll be at Ranchito's, and we go and, you know, they support us by providing food and a space for us to really unwind after the fact.
Is there anything about it that stands out to you, Big Shrimpin'? I'm going to say that as much as I can, Mia. I'm going to say it as much as I can. I love that nickname.
It's a great name. Yeah, it's my favorite.
Is there anything about the event that you're looking forward to, or kind of similar to Jeff here, a lot of the same?
It's a lot of the same. Mm-hmm. I think, Jeff said it really well, that it's so fun to meet different people. And, you know, with the inclusivity of roller derby, you meet so many people from different walks of life, and it's so fun.
Mm. And especially this is fun for the community too, because these events, they're just a skip away. They're not even that far away and everything to be able to take these in. And it's not only a great way to support your community, support your area, but think about this too, as many people out there maybe on the fence, or if you are on the fence about taking in these games, and another incentive to that. Roller derby is adding to our economy. That is one of the bigger things that we are seeing. Again, my friend in Ohio talks about this too. There are areas that people weren't going to for a long time. All of a sudden, the roller derby games are there, and not only are they going to that area, but hey, a little gas station is there now, and a grocery store is over here, and these things. It adds up. It really does. So it's another one of those incentives and another one of those reasons we encourage you to support this team, support these events when they come up. We are going to be talking about them on our morning shows nonstop. We'll be making sure you you guys got a good crowd and maybe a little home field advantage here, maybe a little bit. Oh, see what we can do. When it comes to being a member, I want to talk about that a little bit because that is another purpose of the conversation. We want not only more people to attend these games to watch, but love to get more people volunteering, being a part of the team. What is, first off, how often do you guys get, I was going to say rehearse because I'm an actor. How often do you guys get to practice and what are the practices like? I don't mean to keep putting you on the spot, Jeff, but you're killing it. So I got to keep going here. You're doing great too, Ben. You're doing good too.
We practice right now. We're at KB Willett Ice Arena 3 times a week, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. We have a 50% attendance requirement, and essentially that's because the more you're on skates, the safer it is to be on skates. We're always working to win, so the more we have people at practice, the better. So 3 days a week, and that's every week. And it's a 2-hour time frame in which we do off skates warm up, we do on skates warm up. We'll work on some basics and get our ankles and our feet warmed up. And then we try to play as much derby-like, scrimmaging as possible. And we'll work on gameplay as well as some endurance-type things, which are always favorites.
Right on. Again, nicely done. Very nicely done. Anything you want to add me?
No. Jeff's got this down, so I'm just here to support.
I'm just making sure the mics are on. That's all I'm doing. You're running this whole interview. I'm doing a great job at it, too. When it comes to one of the kind of elephants in the room, if you will, shape. This is something that I run into with a lot of my friends. And oh, man, I go out there and I do that. Who are you kidding? Like, you don't even want to pick up a football, let alone go out there and actually throw one. But there are people out there who are itching to find something to do, to get that out, to get a workout in, to get some of these things in. If people are encouraged, if people want to be a part of this sport, I not only encourage them to, but I don't feel like age or quote unquote what kind of shape you're in necessarily plays into this. Not at all. Being very blunt about it, I think of this very similar to softball, to other sports, where if you are in quote unquote rough shape or however you want to word it, this will get you in shape. This will do that for you. This will help do that for you. And it's not something that you have to think you're going out there and you're going up against Olympic athletes or anything. This is something where you're going to go up against people that are often like minded and similar in body type and some of those things. So I wouldn't want that to get anybody not to want to be a part of the sport. The friend that I mentioned, she is on the taller side and she's a little bit bigger. And she thought that, well, I can't get into this sport. I can't get into this one. She discovers roller derby and she's perfect for it. She is built for this practically. She's enjoying it too. I think that that's something to keep in mind as well. Maybe there have been sports in your life that, just didn't fit or you didn't really get a real feel for. This is one of those ones I encourage you to give a chance because not only does it involve so many different things, but it's a fun sport to play. Did you have anything on that?
Yeah, I mean, we try to stay away from, saying that people are built for really anything. Mm-hmm. We strongly encourage people to do the things they love and do them with passion, which is oftentimes why we're all on the same team. So it does take all shapes, sizes. I love that you said ages because we have a very, very wide age range of people that skate with us, and everybody brings something unique to the team. But it's a great way to maintain some athleticism and some, cardio in your normal workout. And actually, one of the things that I love is the encouragement and support system to actually cross train. So both on and off the track, bringing that into your life.
It's really good stuff. Really good interview, you two. This was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it. There is a catch. You did a good job. You're going to have to come back. That's the catch. I didn't want to tell you that before the interview, but if you do a good job, you have to come back on. So we would love to have you guys back on and soon, too. I don't want it to be too long because while the season's going on, I'd love to have you on to be able to talk more about it and encourage more and more people to be a part of this. We encourage you to, if you can, be a member. If you can, we're always looking for good volunteers. You can find out more at midstateRollerDerby.org, midstateRollerDerby.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the great things they are doing. And again, their next match, I believe it's your next match, Saturday, June 22nd.
Yeah.
Next one is coming up June 22nd. Doubleheader at the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point. Doors will open at 5. Meet them there. Again, we'll be talking about these on our shows and make sure you guys get a real home field advantage. I mean, just say, you know, we'll make sure it's a well attended.
Doors open at four.
Yeah, I got that. Make sure that you're there right about 3:50. You get there before 4. Get there, you know, make sure you get a good seat. Thank you both again for the time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. This has been so awesome.
Cool. MidstateRollerDerby.org. MidstateRollerDerby.org is the website. Be sure to bookmark that and keep up to date on all the good things this team is up to. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.